Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I am so excited for today's segment. I've got special guests with me. I've got Pastor Nancy, Pastor Cynthia. I've got Mireya, who's always backstage and who runs she runs our social media department. So grateful for all of you guys. Now, let me just start out by saying Ignite Movement opened up a ministry maybe about 2 years ago or a year ago, maybe. So we launched it, and it's really our counseling department. And these ladies to my right, your left, they are the directors. They're running this entire counseling department. And when I say that, sometimes we have this certain kind of definition in our minds, but really God is doing an incredible work at Ignite Movement right now, thanks to these beautiful ladies who have taken the time to pay the price. And God had shown me a dream about them maybe a few months back, right when we were gonna launch it, and how these ladies were literally, they were doctors in a hospital, and they were just birthing these new people. And everybody that has gone through our counseling has all said, it's like I'm in the hospital, and God is healing me, and God is really restoring me back. And we're talking about leaders and pastors that are going through this, and it's incredible to see how the heart has so many things that we harbor for so many years, and it goes undetected and unnoticed. So I wanted to bring this segment. We're probably going to do several segments, because let me tell you, we're going to give you a little taste of it, and you're going to want more. I'm starting a series on the heart, and I think that the heart is the key to everything. So Sunday, we talked about the heart in this preaching on Sunday, so I recommend that you watch it, because it will change your life. So girls, let's start out by saying, we're all going to share, and even Mireya, who was amazing, who came to us, God has walked her through this entire healing process, and I just wanted her to share as well. She gave me some ideas about, you know, some of the things that she's encountered when she ministers other people, and I wanted her to come through this means and really share. So I thought this was a great opportunity. So thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Mireya. All right, I'm going to ask this question. I want you girls to answer this. How important is it for a heart to be healed? That's my first question to you. And the second question is, when somebody does not open up their heart, what are some of the things, what are some of the effects, what are the damages to that? So I think that there's a lot of viewers, and we just go throughout life, and they're hurting. So I want you to talk to us a little bit about what's happening in the counseling, but also answering that question, how important is it for somebody to have a healed heart? And number two, how important is it for somebody to really open up their heart? And what happens if they don't?
One thing that I've noticed, and especially in the ministry, and you know, being in ministry and being ministered to, there's a scripture in the book of Proverbs that says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Yeah. And we know the scripture where the people, the spies that went into the promised land, they thought of themselves, they saw themselves as crickets or as grasshoppers.
Wow.
And they thought that they were like that, but they really weren't. One of the things that I find when ministering and going through this counseling, I just felt like we think of ourselves and so we are. We think of ourselves as low, and so people perceive us as being low. Mm. People perceive us the way that we perceive ourselves.
Wow.
Even though it may not be true. Even though there may be greatness in each and every single one of us. But because we believe it so much in our hearts that we become it. And so how does it affect? I think that having a healed heart, I mean, it may not be 100% healed. Maybe walking the way to complete healing.
Yeah.
It just makes such a big difference, because then you're ready to be you, to become what God has called you to be. Mm-hmm. I've noticed also that when people don't open up themselves to others, it's because they've been hurt in the past. You know, I've lost relationships in the past, and these are long, like years long relationships, and it can be hurting. Like, my heart was so hurt that I didn't want to have any more friends. I didn't want to open up to people.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to let them into that depth of me, of who I am, who I was. And so when I was in relationship, it was very superficial. It was a, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm doing good. Okay. You know, and, and you really don't let people in. And what I found, because it's been in my life, that you don't open up to others because you're afraid of them seeing you.
Wow.
And there's a fear of them rejecting you, a fear of even death, of, you know, that probably you're maybe pretending to be somebody or trying to be somebody that you're really not.
Wow.
And they may find out. And so there's that, that where you are, when I, we were talking as we've been doing the counseling together, we found out that when people are in relationship, but you're not your real you, you're not the authentic you.
Wow.
You have relationship with someone who's not even you. Someone is in relationship with a fake you.
Wow.
That's not even you. And so having a healed heart is a big deal. It for everything, for your spiritual walk, even your family, because you're not going to be able to live up to that false expectation. Or, you know, it's just so hard.
Wow.
Difficult to live with.
It's incredible. And tell us your point of view. That's powerful. So basically, people don't get the authentic you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in false relationships.
Exactly.
Wow. That is powerful. That happened to you, I would say. So I'd have to bounce it back to you.
Yeah.
Because you, we knew you. So tell us a little bit about what happened to you.
I think the counseling was amazing. Like, I'm so grateful for this ministry and the both of you and Apostle you for paving the way for this ministry. For me, it was like it was a lot of fear. Like, I had trust issues. I remember you would tell me to trust you, and I was like, I do trust you.
You know? But you really didn't.
No, and it wasn't until a preaching where I was like, oh man, I don't trust her. And it was just like, I remember during one of your preachings on thoughts, you know, filtering every thought, like, God revealed to me, like, everybody who was supposed to love me hurt me. So I'm like, so, you know, how, she, you know, she's, you know, you love me, and but it was like, how can I trust her? Like, if the people who were supposed to love me, they hurt me, like, how is she not going to hurt me? And then I think for, like, so yeah, so I think I was very on guard. Yeah, fear of being hurt again. And I know one of your preachings, you said whenever you're afraid to open up, it's because you don't believe that God can heal you.
Yes.
And I was like, man, that's like, oh, God, like, you know, that kind of, that hurt me. I was like, man, God, I don't believe that you can heal me if something was to happen. And I know some of the issues that I had opening up was because fear. And yeah, definitely fear and then pride. It was like, I can do it myself. I'm going to figure it out myself. Like, you know, I can take care of myself. I'm going to figure out a way. I don't care how, but I'm going to make a way. And then I know a lot of thoughts of the enemy, like, try to come in. When you're in leadership, when you're in ministry, you know, the enemy will tell you, like, oh, you should know how. You're an intercessor. You should know how. Like, you know, and maybe we should know how. You know, we probably should know how to get our way out of it, but we don't. And we're afraid to tell somebody, like, I don't know. I don't know how. I need help. And so it's fear and pride, and, you know, they're hand in hand, they coexist. So for me, that was really the issue, is like, I was very prideful. Like, I was afraid, like, oh, what if I open up, I'm not going to be able to serve anymore. I'm not going to be able to be in ministry anymore.
Wow.
So it's crazy. So like, to that, like, that was more important to me, like, now realizing it, than being healed and having a healed relationship with God.
So would you say people are in self-protection?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. And then as, like, you were sharing, as I minister people, as I speak to people,
yeah,
that's the one thing that I see is so common. Like, even in young people, to people my age, to people, like, older in their 30s, you know, like, they all say the biggest thing that they struggle with is opening up. And honestly, now, standing on the other end, it brings a holy anger, because I know what the enemy robbed me of. Like, you know, because I'm, like, he robbed me of so much. Like, I could have been healed. I didn't have to go through, you know, that rebellious stage. I didn't have to go through any of that if I would have just, and it's so easy. Like, now, even I'll text you, and I feel like our conversations are so different.
Completely.
Yeah, and so, like,
you're a different person.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, something that you said, I'm getting the authentic her.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, it's a real relationship, and it's a genuine relationship versus this, like, ah, I want to break this barrier off of you. Like, let me in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, like, and it so much freedom whenever you can open up. Like, I've opened up to both of you too, and there's so much freedom. Like, even with something like that's so dumb. Like, I remember there was one time I was having a hard week and battling with thoughts, feeling insecure, and I was like, I texted you, yes. And then like there was when you responded, it was like so much freedom, and I was like, why didn't I do this before? Like, you know, it was so easy.
What would you say to somebody who doesn't want to open up?
I would say, like, you know, just break the fear. Like, think of like what you're being robbed of. Like, if you're stuck, more than likely you are stuck if you're not opening up to anybody. You're gonna stay there if you don't reach out to somebody and just say, hey, like, I need help. And it's as simple as shooting a text or like, hey, can I voice you? I'm having a hard day. I'm having a hard week. It's just as simple as that. Like, so we make it way harder than it has to be. So I really encourage you, just anybody, like, obviously somebody godly, somebody who's gonna lead you and guide you, you know, to the ways of God. But I really encourage you to break that fear, you know, just break the fear and open up.
That's beautiful. Now, Cynthia, you were saying something to me that was so powerful right before. And I said, what are the dangers of somebody who doesn't have a healed heart? What do you find in people in this counseling? What do you find? What happens to somebody who doesn't want to open up and who doesn't have a healed heart?
Well, as you know, as Maria was talking, and one thing that's very common is that people become loners, you know, they're to themselves, you know, they just become, it's like, it's kind of like what Pastor Nancy was saying. I don't want them to know the real me, because why? They're not going to like the real me, you know, I'm going to be rejected, I'm going to be abandoned, I'm going to be, so people become loners. And the only way for us to be healed, it's for you to be integrated in the body of Christ.
Beautiful.
You know, if I cut my finger off, and if I put it, you know, in the fridge, it's not going to get healed.
Wow.
The only way it's going to get healed if I put it back in the body. Why? Because the body begins to do its work, you know. The blood begins to, you know, pump the blood, you know. Everything. Everybody does its work. What does the Bible say? Confess your sins to one another so that what? So that you may be healed. You know, and a lot of times the enemy keeps you quiet because he wants you, you know, and what does that do? That gives you the power of suggestions, you know, of it makes you suspicious, it makes you, you know, doubt, it makes you, it takes you, you know, in Proverbs 18:1, it says that a person who isolates itself, it only seeks his own desire, and it rages against all wise counsel, against all, everything that, you know, it's like, hey, like, I want to, and it's kind of like, no, you know, and the only thing it's hurting, it's you. Oh, yeah. You know, it's the only, and it's only through godly relationships, you know, through the word of God, it's a process, you know, but one of the things you said, man, once I started opening up myself, you know, once I started to share what I was going through, you know, there's another Psalms, you know, where it says, when I kept things to myself, even my bones grew weary, you know.
Yes.
And why? Because things makes us sick, you know, even, I mean, in psychology, in psychiatry, you know, things that we keep to ourselves, it gives us cancer, it gives us anger, you know, it gives us arthritis, you know, but it is, you know, what stays in the body doesn't make you ill, but what comes out of the body,
that's right,
you know, it makes you heal, it doesn't get you ill, you know, so it is at moments that we begin to say the things, you know, like when you said, man, when I shared what happened to me, it is when freedom came to me.
So basically the enemy, you said something to me, you said the enemy starts to work.
Oh yeah, definitely. Lies.
Suggestion, the power of suggestion.
Yeah, suggestions.
Arguments.
Yeah, arguments. Fears, like what you said.
So you start to believe things of other people that are really not true.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, you begin to see everything out of the thing that happened to you. Mm-hmm. Like you said, man, people had hurt me. Now, because somebody hurt you, everything gets on the lens of like, oh, he's out to get me. He's out to, you know. And that's why it's important to be healed. Because if you're not healed, everything you will see out of that
lens
out of
that situation.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know, David said it best. There's a psalm that he said, and he said, the quieter I got, the worse I got.
Mm, wow.
And he was speaking about his own personal life. He said that's why he began to, you know, release psalms and songs. But he said, the quieter I got, the worse I got. Wow. So we just want to pray for you today. Maybe you're, you know, anything that we said today, maybe sparked something in you. Maybe there was a suggestion that maybe you were listening to and believing, or suspicion, or maybe you're just a person that has a hard time opening up. You know what time it is? It's time to get healed.
Yes.
You know what time it is? It's time to open up. Because as we said, you're only hurting yourself. You're believing lies. You're going to have this filter in your life. And really, who's hurting? Who's hurting who? You're hurting yourself. So I believe that through this means, with all the love and compassion that we have for you, we want to see the body of Christ free. We want to see the body of Christ whole. Here Jesus died on the cross to give us all these amazing things. And it's time that we take hold of what Jesus already died to give us. We've all been hurt. All of us have. We've all been through situations where we've had to forgive and open up and trust again. And so we really recommend that you listen to this, and we'll maybe do a part two. Can we do a part two?
Definitely.
All right, we're going to do a part two. So we're going to pray for you guys. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for your people. And if anybody is hurting, Father, they've not opened up to anybody. They're afraid to. I pray that through this means, there will be, Father, such a desire to want to open up. I pray for healing over hearts and minds. And I pray that through this means, God, Lord, you start to transform hearts. You start to speak to the hearts. Father, we declare for your people today that they're going to become whole. They're going to be complete, lacking nothing. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, leave us a comment. You know, if you're watching this through YouTube, I would love to know what we can pray about. Check us out on all our Instagram, Facebook, all our platforms, and all our ministries. So you stay up to date and just send us a message, and we would love to pray for you. If there's any issues of the heart that we can assist you with and pray for you. We love you guys. Until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.